Greetings, friends. We come to you today in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Jesus, the hope of the world today. Jesus, the Savior of the world. And you know, if you'll put your faith and confidence in God, do you realize that God has spoken in His Word, in the Bible, the Holy Word of God, and said He would not withhold any good thing from them that walk uprightly. Any good thing. Just think about that. Food, raiment, shelter, good health. Good things in this life, and especially in the end of this world, life eternal. Now, you go to God in prayer. The Bible, the Holy Word of God, is God speaking to you and I. And the way that we commune with God is through and by prayer. And God teaches us in the Bible, in St. Luke chapter 18 and verses 1, "And He spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought to always pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man." Now, this parable, we're taught that here is a heartless individual, a judge, mind you. Here in America, we talk about a cold as a judge, meaning that his heart sometimes is not centered to the mercies of people. And God spoke this parable for a reason in the Bible. He said there was in this certain city a judge. He didn't fear God, and neither did he regard man. But there was a widow woman in this city that had need, and therefore, because of her need, she came to this judge. Now, you got to realize that this judge was a heartless individual. Now, God is not heartless, but the reason that He has put this parable in the Bible is to teach you and I our persistence in coming to God in prayer. Sometimes we're half-hearted. Sometimes we don't come to God with the sincerity that we should have. And therefore, God is teaching us a lesson of persistence. Now, therefore, this judge, he didn't fear God. He didn't regard man. And the Bible said she came to him and asking him, "Avenge of me of mine adversary." And the Bible said he would not for a while, but for her continual coming to him, that she got what she wanted. Now, God today wants us to come to Him and said, "Shall not God avenge His own elect that cry unto Him day and night, though He bear long with them?" So God today wants you to come to Him and be persistent in our coming to Him in prayer. We have to have a desire. Prayer is the sincere desire of a man's heart made known to God. And so today, if you want things from God, and remembering that God wants to bless us, and He wants to help us, and He will help us, and He will bless us if we'll only come to Him. Now, we find in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 11 and verses 23, he talks about a mountain of obstacle, a great mountain before us. Now, this does not mean a mountain that is before your house or a mountain that lies on the other side of the city, but it does mean a mountain or an obstacle that's before us. And he teaches us, now we got to remember that God's word is truth. There has not one word of all of his promises ever fallen to the ground. Now, I may not can always fulfill the promises that I promise my family or someone else, because I'm an individual. But the Bible talks about God that His arm is not short, that He cannot reach us, and neither is His ear too heavy, that He cannot hear us. So God wants us. And every indication in the Bible, God is wanting to meet the needs of His people. Now remember, first of all, if you want to receive things from God, you have got to give Him your life. He's got to be first and foremost in your life. And if you'll make Him first in your life, He said, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask what you will, and it shall be given." Now He said, "Verily I say unto you," in Mark 11, verses 23, "that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." Now, that is not talking just to a minister or to the leaders in any given church or community or even nation. He puts no limitations. He talks about If a man, talking about any man, any woman, any boy or girl, you may be in poverty today. It feels like the world around you has collapsed and you have no hope. And we're living in a day and age that many people are saying, what's the use? There's no hope in life. There's nothing to live for. But friend, there is something to live for. You can have peace and joy and happiness. And you must remember that God does have a plan for your life. He has a plan for every individual if they will just first give their life to God and be willing to live for God. And so he talks about this mountain being before us, and we would not doubt in our heart, but we would come to him and said, whatsoever we ask in faith believing, he said he would give it. Therefore I say unto you that what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. And he said, when you stand and pray, forgive, if you have aught in your heart. Now we must remember that we cannot carry resentment and hatred and malice and an unforgiving spirit in our lives and expect to get things from God. He said, as we forgive those that sin against us, then God will forgive us. So first of all, you must have a forgiving spirit, a forgiving heart yourself. And if you will just look to God today and have that forgiving spirit, forgiving heart, then you can come to God, because then and then only will your life be open before God, and you'll have what we call a clear channel before God. And so whatever mountain, whatever trouble, you may be without a job today. You may be without a home. You may be depressed and living in a solitary situation. And it seems like the world has caved in on you. We all feel this at times. Even Jesus, he cried out to God, his Father, in heaven and said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And so today we all feel down and discouraged, and we feel sometimes forsaken. But remember, the Bible is always true, and the Bible talks about God always being that very present help in the time of need, in the time of trouble. In the 118th division of Psalms, you know, the psalmist David was a person that was downcast many times, but he realized that his help cometh from the Lord. In the 118th division of Psalms, verses 1, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, because his mercy endureth forever. And he said, I call upon the Lord, in verses 5, I call upon the Lord in distress, and the Lord answered me and set me in a large place. So today, if you call upon the Lord, he is no respecter of person. As God heard me and answered my prayer, God will hear you and answer your prayer. We must remember that God is a spirit. He is not confined to any building. He is not confined to any community. He is not confined to any time. But he is a great physician today, and he is always attentive to the cries of his people. So David said he called upon the Lord in distress, and the Lord heard him and answered him. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do to me. And so regardless of what people may do or say about you, you know, God is willing and ready and able to help you. And that's what God came to this world today, to meet the needs of his people. He said he came to give his life a ransom, meaning to pay that sin debt that's upon every individual today. Because of our forefather Adam, he sinned against God, and therefore by Adam's sin, our forefather, the first human being upon this earth that we have any record of, because of his sin, he sold the human family into sin, and therefore we've all sinned. But there is a way of escape through and by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Said the Lord will take his part, the psalmist David speaking. He said, the Lord taketh my part with them that to help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Now you see, David, he was let down by his friends. He said, even mine own equal, those that I had taken counsel with, he said, they betrayed me and they let me down. Sometimes we're betrayed by our best friend. Sometimes we're let down because people that we had confidence in, they could not do or say the things that we had hoped they would do or say for us. But you see, God today wants to help us, and he will bless us. And we find In the New Testament, we have all kind of promises that we receive in the Word of God from the Lord Himself. And we find the Bible teaches us how that we are to come to God. He said that we're to come boldly unto the throne of grace. In Hebrews chapter 4 and verses 16, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. So today you can come before God. You can come to God. He said, we do not have a high priest, talking about Jesus. He's now passed into the heavenlies, and he's now seated there making intercession for you and I. And the Bible teaches us to come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy to find grace to help in the time of need. So we are all needy today. I'm a needy person. I have to call upon God. The psalmist David prayed three times a day. So you can pray. Wherever you are today, you can look to God in prayer and ask for the mercy of God. And in one message, we cannot give you a complete understanding as to how to get things from God, how to have the proper relationship with God. But you can write us at our address, and we'd be glad to correspond with you. In fact, we're seeking to correspond and communicate with people in other nations. We want to help you, and we will help you. That's why God saved me and called me as a minister of the gospel, in order to be a help to those that stand in need of help. We'd be glad to communicate with you and help you. And in the meantime, would you bow with me in a word of prayer wherever you are today? Our Father and our God, as we look to you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ today, that wants to help us and bless us and to encourage us and give us and help us in our needs today. We come to you, our Heavenly Father, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And Lord Jesus, we trust you today because you saved our soul and you put a desire in our heart to try to help other people that they too can be saved. And I pray, Lord Jesus, for that man, woman, boy, girl, wherever they are today that's in need. Lord, save their soul. In Jesus' name we pray. And for Christ's sake, we do ask it all just now. Amen.